Well, writing is one way to communicate about our lives, our loves, our losses, memories, the making of them. Telling true stories from our lives is at the heart of the terrific 500 Words Project, which has been run by ABC Open, open to anyone in regional areas of Australia who might have a way with words and a story to tell, and hundreds of stories from mining camps, outback towns, coastal villages they've poured in this past year, all centred around a theme, a different theme with each call out. And here's a terrific piece from Helen Van Ruyan, taking us on childhood walks with her Scottish grandpa.
Lift your face, his gentle voice instructed. Smell the wind. Why? I wailed. The voice insisted. It's all right, do it. My sandals kicked the leaf litter into irritable mounds. We were lost, and he wanted me to smell the wind. The path had petered out, and the mallee scrub stood a tangled green-grey barrier. I could smell wattles, eucalyptus. What do you want me to smell? I said. Do as I ask, he repeated. But we're lost. When I was a child, my family and friends went for picnics in the Port Lincoln National Park. On arrival, the children would scramble to get the picnic baskets unloaded and firewood gathered for our barbecue. We'd run wild for the first hour and flop onto spread blankets for lemonade before starting the next adventure. That's when Grandad would pounce, just before lunch. Let's go for a walk, he'd say. My reluctant 7-year-old elbow would be firmly caught. His walking stick in hand, his hat on his head, a pipe clenched between smiling lips, and he was ready for our walk along the meandering tracks. I wanted to be off catching tadpoles with the other children, but the old Scot would have none of it. He knew every bird song. He'd hear them, despite denied old age deafness, before the call had registered in my ears. Have you spotted the bird yet? He'd ask, and his walking stick would point. It's up there. Sure enough, there'd be a bird high in a tree. Sometimes there'd be a flash of parrot feathers, emerald, red and gold. Listen, he'd say with excitement in his voice. The birds have gone quiet. Can you see a hawk anywhere? We'd find orchids in the underbrush, some so small I'd have trodden on them without his instruction. I'd smell lemon-scented gum leaves crumpled between his fingers, and in return I'd thrust native flowers under his nose. This is pretty. Pretty is not a description, he'd grunt in exasperation. Describe things properly. Tell me what you see. I'd try, and he'd encourage the words from me. But today we were lost. I sniffed. Maybe I could smell something. Smoke? I hesitated. What type of smoke? Come on, lassie, be specific. I sniffed again. I can smell the sausages cooking for lunch, I said in triumph. Good, he answered. Now, what can you hear? I listened. The trees shuffled branches around us. Only bush noises, I said, petulance creeping back. But there was something else. A click. They're playing cricket. Somebody's hit the ball. Where? What direction? He demanded. I lift my face to the wind and turned until my ears were sure. Over there, I said, grabbing his hand. Take me back, he smiled. It's lunchtime. A after that I demanded our walks. Granddad's magic had taken hold. He died when I was 12, so I had half a dozen good years of walking with a legally blind man and learning to see.
Were you expecting that twist there at the end? That terrific story, written and read by South Australian ABC listener Helen Van Ruyan. She's a former social worker and counsellor from Port Lincoln in South Australia, using her retirement to expand on the short stories and poems she's penned throughout her life. And she submitted it, as you can if you live anywhere in regional Australia, to the ABC Open Project 500 Words. Just head to open.abc.net.au and look for 500 Words.